Christmas can be a very special time, but it can also be a very stressful time. And given everything that has been going on this year, who knows what will unfold this holiday season? What if, for once, we just relaxed and gave ourselves permission to focus on what really matters? Welcome to the Calm Christmas Podcast with me, Beth Kempton. Just like my book of the same name, I hope the Calm Christmas Podcast inspires connection, belonging, self-care, nourishment and joy, and a little bit of festive magic. Hello there. I am so glad that you could join me. Over the next few weeks, we are going to travel together through the end of autumn and into winter, exploring what we really want and need from Christmas this year. What a year it's been. Oh my goodness. We're going to be sharing tips to avoid overwhelm, because for many of us that has been building up throughout the year, and also some ideas to inspire as we invite in the magic of the season. Now, for those of you who are in the Southern Hemisphere, I know that the weather and the seasonal references are going to be a little bit off for you, but I hope that the ideas in this podcast will still give you a cozy listen and help you prepare for your own festivities where you are on the other side of the world. 2020 has been a challenging year in so many ways. It has shaken up so much of what we thought we could rely on. But in a world where we never really know what's coming next, Christmas is one of those few constants that we can trust in. And I hope this podcast will help you locate Christmas as an anchor in the stormy seas of winter in this world right now. In this podcast, along with tips and inspiration, I'm going to be sharing inspiring festive readings and some gorgeous wintry poetry from writers that I love, as well as some snippets from my own book, Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope the words will come to rest on you like a gentle snowfall, encouraging you to pause, look up, and marvel at the beauty of this crazy world. I created this podcast and wrote my book, Calm Christmas, to offer a quiet retreat from all the noise. And in both of them, I'm sharing ideas for honouring this special season without sacrificing your well-being. It's so important. Each episode is only short, so you can listen on a coffee break or out walking the dog. And I'm going to release a new episode every Thursday up until Christmas, then an extra episode in that special week between Christmas and New Year before wrapping up the podcast on New Year's Day. Now, you might be thinking that October is a little bit early to be talking about Christmas, but personally, I think it's the perfect time because there is still room to think carefully about what we want the season to be and to bring this year. There's still time to ask ourselves a few simple questions which can transform the way that we approach the holidays and the meaning that we find in them. And it stretches out the season for those of us who absolutely love Christmas in a way that allows for many special moments. Those special moments are also spread out in a way that we can truly appreciate them. They're not coming at us one after the other in this really tight week just before Christmas when everything seems to be happening. Instead, we have time to soak each one in and to recover, which many of us need, especially if we're introverted and we find ourselves at lots of events or around a lot of people. Building in that time to recover between Christmassy events can make a big difference. So stretching out the season instead of having a bunch of gatherings and commitments forced into an exhausting few days can be a really good thing. To be honest, with all the turmoil that our world has seen recently, there have been times when I've wondered whether writing a book about Christmas and making a podcast about Christmas are frivolous indulgences. But when I started to look into the science of the season, the data on stress levels going through the roof, growing numbers of people suffering from Christmas-related mental health issues, and the mountain of debt that we're building, not to mention the waste, it soon became clear that this is a very serious business and that changing the way we approach it could have a transformational effect on our general well-being and outlook, particularly after the year that we've just had. So here's a question for you to ponder this week. Based on how 2020 has unfolded for you, what kind of Christmas do you want and need this year? There is, of course, no right or wrong answer to that question, but there is your honest answer. And I think when it comes to Christmas, we're often not actually honest about what we really want and need. So let's start this year by being super honest with ourselves. The more honest you can be about this, the easier it's going to be to cultivate that kind of holiday season. You know, last year, as December rolled on, I noticed a lot of people asking, "So are you ready for Christmas then?" But what does that actually mean? Are they asking about a checklist of things that have been done? You know, food in the fridge, house swept, nativity costume made if you need one of those this year, presents wrapped, Christmas movie schedule highlighted, all those things. Or could it be more than that? Could it mean having explored what the season means to you and your loved ones and having set aside time to honour that in whatever way you choose? Could it mean having steeled your heart for the challenging moments ahead with a calm mind to take it all in? Could it mean having shifted your view of Christmas to invite a nourishing season and sprinklings of joy? It's worth taking a moment to consider what readying yourself for Christmas is going to look like for you this year. You know, expectations around the holidays are huge. Whether that's because you love Christmas, because you loved it as a child, or perhaps because you have an image of how you think it should be from Christmas movies and pop songs and novels that you've read, all those things, even if those images don't match up to your actual experience, we all carry particular expectations about this time of year. And then, of course, we have social media, which offers us a window to peer through so we can compare our Christmases with those of other people in their perfect homes, obviously, with their perfect children, obviously. You know how it goes. So much of the expectation around Christmas comes from outside of ourselves. But this is an opportunity and a reminder to connect back to yourself and figure out what it means to you or what you want it to mean and become for you. In doing that, you might just make a huge difference to how you feel about the season this year. And believe me, that can make all the difference to how you enter January and begin the whole fresh new year. If we can think about this before making our usual plans, there's going to be more chance that we will stay true to the kind of holiday season that feels meaningful to us. Whether we're allowed to gather this year or not, whether the pandemic restrictions are going to disrupt your usual plans and traditions, whatever happens this year, thinking about it early on can help you come up with creative ways to make it special. And if we do have guests, they will, of course, bring their own histories of Christmas, their own ideas about how it should be, their experiences of this crazy year that was 2020. And then if you add into all of that mulled wine and everything else, and you dive right in without thinking about your own experience in all of it, it'll be no wonder if things get stirred up. So it makes sense to pause for a moment right about now, even if it is October, and ask yourself, how can I be intentional about Christmas this year? What kind of Christmas do I actually want and need? So give it a go and pick one adjective to describe the kind of Christmas you want to cultivate this year. You might want a riotous Christmas because, to be honest, you want to let your hair down in a big way after so many stressful months. Or maybe you've got something brilliant to celebrate. Perhaps you want a magical Christmas to escape as far as possible from all the bad news and practical challenges of 2020. Perhaps you're somewhere where large gatherings are still allowed, but you're thinking, you know what, I've had a really hard year. I've lost someone who is really important to me, and having to spend Christmas with 20 people sounds like a nightmare. Actually, all I want this year is to have a quiet, reflective Christmas. You might want a cosy, homely Christmas to give you the time and space to make sense of all that's happened this year and to take advantage of the fact that due to COVID, no one expects you to travel to visit relatives this year. What a revelation! You might want a simple Christmas or a nostalgic Christmas. Anything is fine. But if you pick one word to describe the kind of Christmas you want and need this year, then every time you get an invitation, every time something comes up as an idea of something that you could do, you can use that word as a very simple filter. Is this thing going to help me cultivate the kind of Christmas I have decided that I want and need this year? So have a think about that this week. And then you can start the conversation with your loved ones. Instead of diving into the practicalities of, so who's hosting Christmas this year? Or, so what are we doing for Christmas this year? Being specific but thoughtful by asking someone what kind of Christmas they want and need this year can lead to a completely different kind of conversation. It also sets the tone and lays the groundwork for them to ask you back, how about you? And that's more likely to lead to a plan that works for you both. So good luck with that. And if you like, let me know what you decide. Come and share your adjective over on Instagram, where you'll find me at Beth Kempton. I'd love to know what kind of Christmas you're envisaging this year. Okay, so now it's time for our get ahead tips. Each week, I'm going to be sharing a few ideas for things to do this week to ready yourself for Christmas. Sometimes these things will be really practical, sometimes more thoughtful. Sometimes they will be about Christmas itself, and sometimes they will be about readying yourself, your home, and your garden for the winter. I'm going to do this because a little bit done early goes a very long way come December, which will be here before you know it. Many of these things will be obvious, but also the kinds of things that get left undone until it's too late or becomes a big rush. So hopefully a gentle reminder in each episode is going to keep those stress levels down. So here goes, a few things you can do to get ahead this week. Book your online Christmas food delivery slot. Or if it's not available to reserve yet, make a note in your calendar for when slots do open up. And based on everything that's happened this year, those food delivery slots are going to be even more tricky to get hold of just ahead of Christmas, I'm sure. So make sure you book yours. And you might want to see those people around you who perhaps need help booking things online if they need theirs booked too, and reach out and support them that way. You can reflect on last Christmas and think about what you loved and what you didn't love so much and what you'd like to be different this year. And try and be as specific as you can. You know, I didn't like the fact that I had to wake up at 4 o'clock on Christmas Day, or I didn't like the fact that everybody lay in on Christmas Day till 10 o'clock in the morning, when actually I'd quite like to have gone for a very, very early walk to see the world waking up on Christmas Day. Details like that, whatever you would like to be different this year, because having that conversation with yourself is going to make it a whole lot more likely that you're going to be able to do those things this year, or do things differently this year. And then declutter your home, especially of toys and clothes. It definitely takes more than a week to declutter an entire house, but why not plan to do one area of the house each week for the next month? Then when the time comes to decorate for Christmas, you're going to have a clear canvas to work with. I'm sure you know by now, decluttering is about so much more than eliminating physical stuff from your environment. It often feels like a cleansing of the brain too, and it's so good for us. And in the process, you might also come across things that you'd forgotten you owned or thought you'd lost, so you don't end up buying double this Christmas time. If you want a step-by-step guide for decluttering, then have a look at the Soulful Simplicity section in my book Wabi Sabi, and that will take you through the steps and ensure that you have a gorgeous, clear, soulfully simple house by the time Christmas comes around. So that's it for our introductory episode. I hope you like the sound of the Calm Christmas podcast, and I hope you will join me every week, come rain or shine, hail or sleet. Subscribe now and tell your friends so we can gather together virtually here at my kitchen table every week from now until the new year. There are gingerbread stars fresh out of the oven and plenty of tea in the pot. We are going to be exploring the origins of some of our favourite Christmas traditions. We're going to be looking at Christmas food and mindful gift ideas, all sorts of lovely things in the weeks ahead. So I do hope that you will join me. I also have some lovely Christmas treats for you. With every order of my book Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year, which is out now, I'm offering a free digital planner for 2021 called my Perfectly Imperfect 2021 Planner. It's a beautifully designed interactive workbook full of thought-provoking questions to help you reflect on 2020 and look ahead to 2021. So it's not a diary or a journal, but really, really helpful prompts for you to think about the year that you've had and look ahead to the year that is coming. If you're a paper lover like me, you can print it out, pop it in a binder, and take it with you to a favourite cafe. And it's not your usual, you know, set some goals for next year and break them down into doable steps kind of thing. It's more deep and soulful than that, and it recognises how so many of us have had our carefully laid plans decimated in 2020. It's a series of questions which encourage a more dreamy, floaty and fluid kind of planning for 2021, which inspires and motivates, but also leaves room for things changing, as they so often do. To get your free planner along with a bonus visualisation that I've created for you and my guide to creating a mini seasonal retreat, all of that goodness, to get that for free, just order a copy of Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year from any online or physical bookstore in hardback, ebook or audiobook. Then go to bethkempton.com/Christmas and pop your receipt details in the short form that you'll find there. And between now and Christmas, I'm also going to be doing some lovely Christmassy giveaways over on my Instagram at Beth Kempton. So do come and follow me and share your own festive memories and hopes for the season. Thank you for joining me today and allowing me to sow the seeds of Christmas early. If you're ready for a little more, episode 2, Making Magic and Memories, is also available now. So come and settle in for a warming winter chat. I'll see you there. You've been listening to the Calm Christmas Podcast with me, Beth Kempton. For more inspiration and ideas, cozy up with a copy of my book, Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year, a little book of festive joy. It's available now from all good bookshops, or listen to the audiobook read by me. Wishing you a calm Christmas and a happy new year.